Life is not all about money. Some Filipinos are expected to bring souvenirs to relatives or friends whenever they return home to the Philippines. Others will give if they have it, but others will borrow money just to buy a gift. While others, although fortunate to be able to give souvenirs, will not give even a little souvenir, even to the people who helped them to leave the country. There are also other people who will do bad things just to look rich in the eyes of others. Let us be reminded that happiness cannot be obtained from wealth or material things, but from how we acknowledge and accept God in our lives. This story is originally written by Vicky Ozawa. Please follow and subscribe to our YouTube channel and Facebook page, Mag-usap Tayo by Vicky Ozawa, for more true stories of Pinoy Diaries and to watch our live stream every Monday, 12 p.m. Japan time. Thank you! Showbiz career in Japan. Here in Japan, there are talent centers that if you want to develop your skills or become a star, you have to pay. That's why it is called a show business. They say you have to invest if you want to achieve something. It is sad to think that there are parents that when their child receives recognition or has a show, which is good, they think that their children are already famous, so they are expecting a talent fee. Let's remember that we, who own a talent center, spend a lot of our resources and time in order to build a network or connection. We also invest in training our talents. So parents, we need your support in developing the skills of your children. You also need to trust us because we also trust the talent of your children. Lastly, please take note that being famous doesn't happen overnight. This story is originally written by Vicky Ozawa. Please follow and subscribe to our YouTube channel and Facebook page, Mag-usap Tayo by Vicky Ozawa, for more true stories of Pinoy Diaries and to watch our live stream every Monday, 12 p.m. Japan time. Thank you! Beware of scammers and fake police. Minda, not her real name, 85 years old, lives alone in her home in Japan. One day, someone knocked on Minda's house. When she opened it, a man in a police uniform appeared before her. The man said that when someone calls her pretending to be a relative and asking for money, she should immediately notify their office by calling the number he provided. The next day, Minda's phone rang. A man said he was a relative of Minda and he had impregnated someone, so he needed money. Minda immediately called the number given by what she thought was a police officer to report the impersonating man. The fake police advised Minda to just ride the scam on her and give what the man demanded so they can catch him quickly. That's why Minda sent the pretending relative a 250,000 yen. Then, the police called and told her that she needed to send more money to the pretending relative. Because of Minda's trust in what she thought was a police officer, she gave her two ATM cards to the pretending police officer and get 32,500 kalapad from her. Until it came to a point that Minda could no longer contact the pretending policeman and his alleged relative. The old woman's money suddenly disappeared. Some say that what the scammer did was clever, but it was wrong in the eyes of men and the eyes of God. It is not to be imitated. Let's remember that the money from wrongdoing is definitely going nowhere. This story is originally written by Vicky Ozawa. Please follow and subscribe to our YouTube channel and Facebook page, Mag-usap Tayo by Vicky Ozawa, For more true stories of Pinoy Diaries and to watch our live stream every Monday, 12 PM Japan time. Thank you! Child lost the right path because mother is always busy. Kurt, not his real name, was 9 years old when his mother brought him to Japan to study and live. The boy quickly learned to read and write Japanese, but his mother could not give him enough time because she was busy with her work. 8 years later, Kurt falls in love with someone his own age. He left his mother's custody and lived in with his girlfriend. They were immediately blessed with a child. Due to their young age, their relationship did not last long because Kurt still prioritizes his friends. Every time he has money, he leaves his job. This is why he doesn't stay longer in a company. There came a point in Kurt's life where he didn't even have a train fare. Because of this, Kurt did something bad, causing him to go to the precinct. What's even sadder is that even his parents didn't come. Instead, it was me whom they asked to speak to the authorities. I couldn't do anything but help the mother and her son. As parents, let's make sure we give our children enough time. Let's discipline them so they don't go astray. Before we bring them to Japan, let's also make sure that we can take care of them properly and that they won't cause harm to the Japanese community so that the image of us Filipinos will not be affected. This story is originally written by Vicky Ozawa. Please follow and subscribe to our YouTube channel and Facebook page, Mag-usap Tayo by Vicky Ozawa, for more true stories of Pinoy Diaries and to watch our live stream every Monday, 12 PM Japan time. Thank you! Wrong assumption: when in abroad, rich in money. Many of our fellow Filipinos in the Philippines thought that their relatives who are working in Japan or any other countries are rich and overflowing with money because of their big salary. One of the victims of this wrong assumption is Viviana, not her real name. She has been working in a factory in Japan for 10 years already. Her relatives in the Philippines often owe her and ask her for something because they thought that she earns more than 250,000 yen. What they don't know is that it was just enough and sometimes it's not even enough for her and her 2 children's expenses. In 1 month, only 49,232 yen is left in Viviana's salary. After deducting the purchase of food, travel expenses, money sent to the Philippines, and other expenses. It is true that the salary of those who work in Japan is higher, but let's also think that the cost of living here is also high compared to the Philippines. Let's understand our relatives who are in Japan if there were times that they couldn't give the things that we ask for. In fact, others need to do double jobs just to cover their daily expenses. So as a result, many people got sick and almost couldn't take care of themselves. Instead, let's show our support to our relatives working abroad. Because apart from missing their family, their sacrifices to provide a good life for the family cannot be measured by anything. This story is originally written by Vicky Ozawa. Please follow and subscribe to our YouTube channel and Facebook page, Mag-usap Tayo by Vicky Ozawa, for more true stories of Pinoy Diaries and to watch our live stream every Monday, 12 PM Japan time. Thank you! Fake Certificate of Eligibility or COE. In wanting to escape poverty and get to Japan, Jolly immediately took the chance to get a visa with the help of someone she knows as Spencer, not his real name, a native in Bulacan and is currently working in Manila. Jolly was offered to be a student in a university in Japan because it is faster to get a student visa. Then she was given a COE or Certificate of Eligibility. But when Jolly went to the Japanese embassy in Manila, it turns out that the document was fake. My fellow Filipino, don't be fooled by the sweet words of fraudsters. In situations like what happened to Jolly, let's be observant and make it a habit of asking the Japanese embassy first to determine if the papers we hold are genuine. Let's not just give out money in exchange for a COE or visa. Let's also avoid posting on our social media accounts our COE, visa, and other documents that contain personal information because they can be used by malicious people to make money. This story is originally written by Vicky Ozawa. Please follow and subscribe to our YouTube channel and Facebook page, Mag-usap Tayo by Vicky Ozawa, for more true stories of Pinoy Diaries and to watch our live stream every Monday, 12 p.m. Japan time. Thank you! San died because of pressure at school. Marco, not his real name, 10 years old, is determined to finish his studies. Shy, but active in extracurricular activities at school. One day, Marco's mother was shocked when she was informed that her beloved son had died. He was allegedly forced to run into a school activity even though the parent had already informed the teacher that he had asthma. Marco also didn't want to let his classmates know that he was sick because of his fear that he might be bullied. Marco's case is just one of the things I notice about the system of some schools in Japan. Although their school has quality teaching, especially when it comes to sport activities, it is also important that they should consider the health of the students. In fact, other kids are struggling because of their parents, school, and society's expectations. So my advice to parents is not to put too much pressure on their children. Some of them choose to be silent for fear of being scolded. Let's talk to them and explain the things we want for them. Let them feel that you support and love them. It is not enough that we are just giving them material things, such as gadgets, expensive clothes, and toys. What is important is that we are always with them and we have time to care for them. This story is originally written by Vicky Ozawa. Please follow and subscribe to our YouTube channel and Facebook page, Mag-usap Tayo by Vicky Ozawa, for more true stories of Pinoy Diaries and to watch our live stream every Monday, 12 p.m. Japan time. Thank you! Myla's severe illness. The sun was intensely shining when a woman called me to ask for help for her friend Myla, not her real name, who is being abused and assaulted by her husband. According to their story, Myla is sick but her husband is still hurting her. The woman was asking if we could help her escape her friend. Because I just can't take her from their house, we just meet her at a train station near our house. We saw a woman there who was skinny, pale, had contusions on her body, and almost couldn't walk. We took her to a Filipino's home where she will temporarily stay while I was fixing her papers so that she could be supported by the Japanese government. There were also some fellow Filipinos who helped Myla to eat, bathe, and take care of her. 5 days later, Myla's husband called me. He was angry and wanted us to bring the patient back to their house or he would pick up where she was. I didn't agree to take Myla again because I knew she was hurting the woman. The man called again and talked to my Japanese husband. To our surprise, my husband said that the woman we cared for was having a life-threatening disease, AIDS, or acquired immunodeficiency syndrome. When we spoke to Myla, she quickly admitted it, so we decided to give her back to her husband. As soon as we brought the woman home, her husband and a city hall staff were there waiting for Myla. It's heartbreaking to think that Myla is suffering from this kind of illness. Perhaps because of her shame about her illness, she chose not to let us know that she was in a serious condition. This incident is also a reminder that although a person has an illness that many of us fear, we shouldn't be disgusted with them, push them away, and judge them. This story is originally written by Vicky Ozawa. Please follow and subscribe to our YouTube channel and Facebook page, Mag-usap Tayo by Vicky Ozawa, for more true stories of Pinoy Diaries and to watch our live stream every Monday, 12 p.m. Japan time. Thank you! Broken friendship because of money. Kareel and Pam, not their real names, are best friends. They work together in a club in Japan as dancers. But when Japan's visa policy became strict, Pam was never able to return to Japan. Kareel was left in Japan because she got married to a Japanese. Pam married a Filipino and they had 3 children. Every time Kareel comes home to the Philippines, she somehow gives Pam some money because her life is difficult. Pam's struggles in life continued when her husband passed away. After her mourning, Kareel introduced a Japanese man to her best friend. The two immediately became a couple. They got married and Pam was able to return again to Japan. Pam's husband was kind, but he doesn't want her to be with Kareel anymore because her husband found out that Kareel was a gambler. But because she is her friend, they secretly meet and Pam also gives her friend a cash whenever she has no money. In fact, she prioritizes Kareel more than her children and parents in the Philippines because she wants to give her back the kindness that Kareel had also given to her when she was still facing some difficulties in life. Time came when Pam had nothing to give to Kareel, so she scolded her that if it wasn't for her, they would still be hungry until now. Pam was shocked by Kareel's words and was speechless. Since then, their friendship has become complicated. They didn't talk for a long time until Pam received a call from Kareel apologizing. The two cried and apologized. They became friends again. But it didn't end there. Kareel found out that Pam has a credit card from her husband that she uses to buy her necessities, but it has a monthly limit. Kareel begged if she could borrow it because she was just going to buy something online that cost 10,000 yen. Because of Pam's full trust in her, she lent it to her and Kareel also returned it the next day and promised that she would immediately return what she owed on the day of his salary. A day later, Pam's husband arrived, furious because the amount on the credit card that he has to pay reached 250,000 yen. She later found out that Kareel had bought expensive jewelry with her credit card. Pam explained the incident to her husband, but he didn't believe her because when he talked to Kareel, the woman denied that she had bought jewelry and insisted that she only spent 10,000 yen. It was then when Pam's husband started hurting her. He became violent to her. Even the money she sends to the Philippines has been reduced. Since then, Pam has erased Kareel from her life and cursed her as well. They say money shows a person's true character. So before trusting even a friend, make sure you are not the one who will get hurt. When it comes to using a credit card, it is your personal property. Do not let a friend or anyone use it, because it's not like in the Philippines where there are many processes to go through before you can use it in shopping. This story is originally written by Vicky Ozawa. Please follow and subscribe to our YouTube channel and Facebook page, Mag-usap Tayo by Vicky Ozawa, for more true stories of Pinoy Diaries and to watch our live stream every Monday, 12 p.m. Japan time. Thank you! Suddenly disappeared after helping in getting a visa. Others say that it is better to obligate those people whom you will help to pay you back. It's because sometimes you were the one who helped in kind, but you will still be the one who will end up as the bad person. Then you will feel bad because those people whom you helped can't even thank you, despite your sacrifices and the disturbance they have caused you. This is what happened to Melly, not her real name. She helped Lenlen get a visa because she was almost on the blacklist because of her several times of forging documents just to get a visa. The sad thing is, after Melly helped Lenlen, she never showed up to Melly again. She didn't even say a simple thank you. Lenlen suddenly disappeared. If you have been helped by one of our fellow Filipino, or even by anyone, let's not forget to thank them, even if it's not a material thing. A simple thank you very much means a lot to them. If you have experienced the blessings of other people who helped us, let's also pay it back with kindness. Because no matter where we go, we should know how to get along genuinely and bring with us companionship anytime, anywhere. This story is originally written by Vicky Ozawa. Please follow and subscribe to our YouTube channel and Facebook page, Mag-usap Tayo by Vicky Ozawa, for more true stories of Pinoy Diaries and to watch our live stream every Monday, 12 p.m., Japan time. Thank you.